Hello there, Metal Embassy podcast followers. I'm Metal Chris, and you may be wondering why I haven't made an episode of this podcast in some time. Well, I'm now hosting a radio show on WCRW 1190 AM every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where I play new metal and hard rock from around the world, and it takes up a lot of my time putting that show together. The show is also called The Metal Embassy, and I recently recorded my first interview for the show with Jaya of the Mongolian band The Who, and I've decided to upload the interview segment of this week's show here on the podcast. If you'd like to hear the full episode, which includes music by four more Mongolian rock and metal bands, then head over to newworldradionetwork.com, click on the program schedule, then Saturday, and click on Metal Embassy, where you can find an archive of every episode of the show. Most episodes don't have interviews, but they do feature new rock and metal from countries all over the world. Of course, if you live in the DC area, you can hear the show every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 1190 a.m. on your radio dial. It's a 50,000-watt station, so you can pick it up in most of the DMV area. Oh, and it live streams at that time, too, on newworldradionetwork.com. Now, here's the interview that I recorded on Wednesday, May 11th of 2022. Today, I'm excited to welcome to the show Jaya of the Mongolian band The Who, that's spelled H-U. The band has gained fame by combining traditional Mongolian music with rock and heavy metal, and currently, The Who are touring the U.S. on their Black Thunder tour. In fact, the band is playing at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. this Monday, May 16th. Now first, I would like to thank you for joining me here on the Metal Embassy radio show today.
The feeling is mutual. I'm also happy right here.
Now Mongolia is a country of over 600,000 square miles with a population of about 3.3 million people, making it the least densely populated country in the world. The capital city of Ulaanbaatar, which is also the home base of The Who, is home to about half of the country's population. To put the band's international popularity in perspective, the music video for their song Juve Juve You has over 91 million views on YouTube as of right now. So to start things off today, I'd like to ask you about the meaning of the song Juve Juve You and why you think it became so popular.
Basically, it's criticism towards to the society, especially like pointing out the things that's not working out. Like, it's not just Mongolia. It could be globally. To be more precise, the true nature of human being is gone. There's no respect to it. Plus, like, stuff that's doing from our side to the nature is gone.
I guess you're saying things like the way we treat the environment and the way we treat each other.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, so here is the song Juve Juve You by The Who. We'll be right back. I'm very excited to see The Who perform the song live at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. on May 16th. Now, I think the first thing that people notice is the guttural chanting vocals. Can you tell me about the tradition of throat singing and where you learned how to do it?
First of all, this throat singing is not a new thing. It belongs to our Asian Mongolian culture. It passed down to us. To be specifically, it's created from Altai Mountain, the people who live around the Altai Mountain. We're also happy about coming out known as throat singing people from The Who.
So what Mongolian influences are in The Who's music? Are there other Mongolian bands that use the throat singing that listeners can find online?
So in the past, there was another band who tried mixing Mongolian traditional music to the rock music. For example, for the throat singing, the band's name is Altan Yurak.
So how has The Who been received in your homeland of Mongolia? Are you well known in your homeland, or are you more famous abroad in the rest of the world?
To be honest, globally, we're more well known than Mongolia. Last 3 years, we've been on the tour, and thanks to that, we got a lot of fame in Mongolia. Thanks to that fame, we got this award called the Award of Genghis Khan from our president in Mongolia, and we officially pronounced as the ambassador of Mongolian cultural music.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know I was talking to ambassadors today. That's great. Okay, so I'd like to ask, what is the meaning of the band's name, The Who?
To start with the name, The Who, Mongolian language is really rich. The Who means like, it's a base for a lot of words. If you add another U to it, it turns to son or daughter. And if you have human, right, just like in English, at the beginning of a human, there's a who, the H-U. So it's like a base word of like everything. By using this name, we try to spread a lot of positivities to the public.
I would like to know, has the band ever been confused with the British band of pinball wizards, also known as The Who?
When we first came out, spelling is kind of similar, you know, like you said, The Who. But we use a new tone and we use our Mongolian traditional music. So when someone just mistakes it, if we explain it, they all understand it.
Have they ever thought about just messing with people and covering a song by The Who?
What? At the moment, we haven't got any idea like that. But there was this single time that we played with this guy, this person. He introduced himself. They kind of introduced him as like, you know, we're the British Who, the band. And he's like, what? You know, because like that's a band from the old time, right? But these guys are like Asian face, looking young and stuff. On the British band, The Who. That band has like a lot of history on it. They had done a lot of accomplishments. From our side, that band, we all respect them. And if they ask us if we want to like join and sing a song together, we'll be happily accepted.
That'd be real cool. That'd be real cool.
Yeah.
So a personal favorite song of mine is Shug Shug. It's really fun, and it almost sounds like a chant you would hear at a sporting event or something. And that riff is so catchy. Can you tell me a bit about what the song Shug Shug is about?
The meaning of the song on that part, you got it right. It's more like a banner, more like up-tempo banner kind of song. For your side, like for audience, even though like they don't understand Mongolian language, the feeling of the song is still there. People like kind of get it, even though they don't understand the language.
Well, that's because music is the universal language, you know?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to the song Shug Shug by The Who. Shook. So I'm here talking to Jia through his interpreter of the band The Who from Mongolia. They're coming to the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. on Monday, May 16th. That's this Monday. So after listening to that song, I would like to ask, when did you realize The Who was starting to get noticed outside of Mongolia?
It all started from that song called The UAUAU. That's the first song that we placed it on social that we got onto Wolf Totem. And after that, people started doing reaction videos on it. And after that, we got a contact with the management from USI, and we started doing shows and tours outside of Mongolia. Personally, I would like to say our fans, they're from all parts of the world, right? Even though they're like different race people, I like to think them as all Mongolian people. The energy they give us, we're so humbled about it.
That's really cool. I like that a lot. So has the band enjoyed touring the United States? I saw they played Coachella last month, which seems like a very different kind of crowd for this band. But how's the tour, man? How's Coachella?
Thank you for asking about the tour. The tour has been great so far. So far, we did two tours before this, and this is our third tour. Every time we come to a new venue, the audience, they just so humble us. The energy they give us, we all love it. So far on our tour, most of our shows are sold out, so we're like so happy about it. For that Coachella part, it was a historical moment for us and for also Mongolian musical industry and our culture. Because, like you said, Coachella is a different genre festival. But like being as a rock band and there, it was so awesome. And looking at the audience giving those energy was so great. And one day we hope that we'll be the headliners of Coachella.
That's awesome. One of them. Okay, so The Who has released covers of the Metallica songs Sad But True and Through the Never. Is there any reason that the band chose those two songs?
Yeah, Sad But True was that.
First of all, we're so happy about being part of Blacklist of Metallica. The first song, Sad But True, the label gave to us. They all got the rights of music video, rights of remixing it. We got a chance to translate one of the Metallica songs to like Mongolian language and like add our traditional instruments on it. On that part, we chose the second song ourselves, True to Never. It was a humbling moment, and we're so happy about it. Really, really happy about it.
Will The Who play any of those songs live when we see them at the Warner Theater on Monday, May 16th?
I don't want to tell you when the song will play. He just wants to surprise you. But the song Sad But True will be there. Playing on a Washington, D.C. is so great for us because it has a lot of energy. Plus, on Washington, D.C., there's a lot of Mongolians residing at the moment. Plus, our Mongolian constellation, the ambassadors, they all live there. And we're so excited and happy to be in Washington, D.C. And we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So next, I'd like to listen to The Who's unique spin on the Metallica song, Sad But True. debut album by The Who, titled The Gereg, was released in 2019. Do you guys have any new material in the works, and can we expect a new album anytime soon?
The last couple months or like years, it had been rough due to the pandemic. But from Ari's point, it was really great time for us. It gave us plenty of time to write or focus on our music. The second album is on the works at the moment, and I can't really tell when it will come out, but it should be out there soon.
Cool, cool. Yeah. That's good to know. So at the end of the deluxe edition of the Gereg album, there were a few acoustic versions of some of the songs that were earlier on the album. Does The Who plan on doing more acoustic material, or perhaps even a full album of it?
So I won't say no, but we're always ready to do acoustic. The Who is a live music band, so if we could make a full-fledged album on that, it should be good.
There are some other Central Asian rock and metal bands that have gotten a bit of notice in the West, such as Tengger Cavalry and Nine Treasures, but I think it is safe to say that The Who have certainly become the most famous of those bands in the West. With that in mind, I'd like to close out the show by playing the song Wolf Totem, which has a music video with over 71 million views on YouTube right now. Can you tell me about this song's meaning?
We make music by mixing old with new, mixing Mongolian rock music to Western rock music. The Wolf Totem, the song itself is really a powerful song. In Mongolia, the rock genre or rock culture, it has a lot of history also. I don't know if you saw the music video on it.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yep.
Yeah, you know, like there's a bunch of like choppers on it, right? Like Mongolian guys.
It's got the motorcycle riders, I remember.
Yeah, motorcycle riders. Mm-hmm. We invited them to show the Mongolian young guys rapping for the rock genre. When we asked to let them play in our Wolf Totem music video, they were so happy about it and so welcoming.
I mean, hey, it's been seen by 71 million people already, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for your time, and thank you for joining me here on the Metal Embassy radio show.
Metal Chris.
Thank you, Metal Chris. I'll see you guys in May 16th in Washington, D.C., and let's rock.
All right. I'm excited to see The Who perform with their unique Mongolian outfits and instruments at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. this Monday, May 16th. And now we're going to play Wolf Totem by The Who.